This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV Show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen are here. The ladies taking over today because Doug is traveling through Ireland this week. He'll be checking in with us from time to time, and certainly we'll be relying on his reports to figure out what in the heck is going on with Brexit from the ground, in the, at least from the Irish's perspective, for sure. We've got some issues going on in our own country, though, ladies. I know that's hard to believe, but President Trump is headed to our southern border this week after he doubled down on some threats to close the southern border. Now, the reason he's making these threats is because for all of the political hoopla, and I understand some people like the wall, some people don't, some people like Trump, some people don't, but to try to doubt that there's a real crisis going on in our southern border, I think, is very short-sighted. In the month of March, 76,000 illegal apprehensions happened at the border. The month of April, already on track, they're expecting 100,000 apprehensions. This year, 1 million illegal apprehensions at the southern border. These are not people that are coming through legal ports of entry. These are not people who are making it into the country without being caught. These are people who are being caught by border patrol coming in and out of the country illegally. This is a huge number. This is a crisis. The Border Patrol can't even house the people that are here. They're overflowing. We're doing catch and release. The immigration courts for people seeking asylum are backed up, I think, by like 100,000 cases or something ridiculous where they will literally never catch up. And this is not good for U.S. citizens. It's certainly not good for people who are in real need of asylum. It's certainly not good for the people who are rushing the border. So what to do? President Trump says maybe it's going to be shutting down the border. And that's not to be mean and put the close sign out. It's because they need the resources that are happening at the legal ports of entry. They need them to be at the places on the border that there is no wall structure or that there isn't anybody there patrolling these areas. So the president will head to the border this week. He has put the pressure on Mexico to try to start doing more to control the problem because these people are literally coming in from Central America and walking through Mexico to our border. Mexico, for their part, said, well, maybe we'll start helping out. We'll start requiring that there's paperwork for people that are coming in and out of our country. That's good news. But the president's also now considering appointing an immigration czar who would deal strictly with this. And I always laugh at the name czar, ladies, but this is not unheard of. The Obama administration had czars, and other administrations have had czars, and this would be someone who really focuses primarily on the immigration issue. The president is trying to pressure Congress to finally act on this. Republicans and Democrats who have been promising for a long time and have done nothing, among those being considered to fill the position, Chris Kobach, the former Kansas Secretary of State, Ken Cuccinelli, who's a former Attorney General of Virginia. He's also a CNN political commentator.
Isn't it interesting, though, that neither of them are from border states?
Right. And it seems like, well,
not that you need to be in order to, you know, assess the situation, but I thought that was kind of interesting that I would have just guessed that someone would have, you know, from a border state would have been put up for that.
I agree with you, and I would have loved to have seen someone from who actually maybe worked at Border Patrol, because one of the things
that I think
gets overlooked in our in this political division that we have going on, and I know sometimes, ladies, we disagree on things. I tend to be conservative. I am a Trump supporter. You two are more liberal. You are not Trump supporters. But I think when we start denying that there are problems because of our political division and our distaste for the other side of the aisle, that, to me, is a real problem. And I think Republicans have done it for a long time to Democrats. Democrats are now doing it to Republicans. The truth is there are real issues that are facing this country. And we all have different ideas about the path that it takes to get there and fix it. But I think to acknowledge the problem that's just honest, and I think it's something that we should be doing at least more of so we can have a dialogue. And again, whether you think it's the wall or whatever, let's talk about it. Let's at least talk about putting in more judges for the asylum court, for the immigration courts. Let's talk about maybe adding more border patrol or military, whatever it might be. Let's talk about it. And it seems like no one's willing to talk. It's just either it's going to be my way or the highway, and that's happening on both sides of the aisle. So I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith that this problem is going to get fixed, but the president's trying to do a little bit from where he is. He cut aid to the Central American countries. Some people think that that's just going to make the problem worse. Other people think that maybe it's punishing these governments who, even though they are allies of the United States, are clearly not getting those resources to the people who need them because half of their country is leaving here. I mean, think about that number. If we have 1 million people from Central America walking in here, who's left over there?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think that if it would help streamline the process, then I think having an immigration czar might be a good move. I know the Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen, Kirstjen Nielsen, is the one who's kind of been overseeing all of this. But, you know, Homeland Security has a lot of other things to focus on. It's not just the border. So it seems like that it might be misguided to have the Homeland Security Secretary also running all of the border stuff, because this is such a specific issue that I think in this case, I think a czar might, and I think the word czar is so dumb, but
it's so dumb.
Yeah.
But it's,
but
it's
I do think that, yeah, I do think that having that position exist until this whole thing, especially until this whole thing gets kind of under control, which it seems like it's probably going to be a ways away before this is under control, but it has careened out of control, I think was her careening crisis, I think was Kirstjen Nielsen's quote at the border. And, you know, it's the people who are down there. I have a friend who's a lawyer, and she's doing her second round of pro bono work in a couple weeks. And she said that, you know, it's not a great place to be, between the children and families. And she's trying to help legitimate people who have claims for asylum. And, you know, she's trying to get their paperwork in order and help them get towards the front of the line. But it's just a big mess. It really is. So good luck to anyone who can figure it out.
It's a tough situation, that's for sure. And the point, you know, about the Border Patrol is that they're the ones that have been asking for all of these things that President Trump has pretty much put into his plan at the border. And I think we need to listen to what they're talking about. They're the ones there on the front line, and they're a respected part of our law enforcement and our national security. So we'll see the president if going to the border is going to make a difference. And of course, if shutting down the border will make a difference, if that's something that the president will pursue. It seems that all indications are yes, that is on the way. As we continue on the DJV show, I want to tell you about Calitrin. It is the number one healthy choice for weight loss, and it's been for over 20 years. It's all natural. It's drug and stimulant free. You won't feel jittery. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You only need to take Calitrin once a day. You take it right before bed. It's very easy. It won't give you the jitters, won't keep you awake or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products on the market. So get better sleep, shed pounds with Calitrin. You can get your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days for free, plus free shipping when you use a promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com, and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter and pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute.
Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both?
Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after $16.25 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad support a plan for account coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. 30-day activation fee and restrictions apply.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. The ladies are in charge. And, you know, we all have our own specialties. We all have our own areas of expertise. And Kara Schillen is now in the hot seat. Her area of expertise is Harry Potter books. She's okay. She is a stud at Harry Potter trivia, I've heard, which is like a thing, because Harry Potter fans are older. They can go to bars now. And had to give this story to you, Kara, because I thought it was a good one. Catholic priests in Poland this week decided that they would start burning some books that they said are sacrilegious. And they burned
Harry Potter's top of the list.
Harry Potter's book.
Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, this is no surprise. One of my brother-in-laws and my best friends growing up went to a Baptist school, and one of the major things they were not supposed to read or do was Harry Potter. Anything Harry Potter related. Of course, no one at the school listened. I have no idea. I don't know. I guess witchcraft, wizardry, they're not a fan of that.
That's true. They say that we obey the word. That was a Facebook post showing photographs of the public book burning. So archaic. I love it. And quoting biblical passages from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, one passage exhorting believers to destroy the enemies of God includes the command to burn their idols in the fire. So Harry Potter, I guess, is one of those idols and got the burn treatment. I thought maybe you might cry because this was like your favorite thing growing up, wasn't it?
Why? Making me sound really fun of it. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I loved reading them. I started reading them probably in elementary school and then read them up through high school or whenever the last one came out. And my sisters read them too. And so we'd have to buy like three of each version so that we could read them at the same time because none of us wanted to wait. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I think the whole thing is kind of silly because, I mean, really, it's one of those things, too, where it's like the church or your parents tell you you absolutely can't do something and everyone else around you is doing it. And so what's the likelihood that kids are still going to read Harry Potter? Probably pretty high, even though it's being burned. So I don't know. The whole thing is kind of silly to me.
They also burned a book from the Twilight vampire-themed fantasy romance series and a Hello Kitty umbrella.
Oh, my gosh.
Why a Hello Kitty umbrella? I don't know. That's more my childhood. The thing that makes me sad about this story is that Kara read these books as a little girl, and Harry Potter came out during my adult life. So hand me the nearest window and a scarf. I'll be back there. It's the DJ V Show at 21 minutes past the hour.
Calling
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line, decide after thinking it through.
That is the iconic voice of the great Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain on the DJ B Show, 23 minutes past the hour. And Willie, ladies, is hosting a 4th of July picnic. How about this? It's going to return to the circuit of the America's Austin 360 Amphitheater on July 4th in Texas. This lineup is pretty incredible. Willie Nelson and family, Luke Combs, who's getting a lot of attention, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, Allison Krauss, Jamie Johnson, many more will join this lineup. It's an all-day event held on America's birthday, and it features performances from artists on two different stages. Some of the additional acts are going to be Steve Earle and the Dukes, Billy Joe Shaver, Raylan Nelson Band, and Casey Christopherson Band. The venue's Grand Plaza will have picnic tables set up where fans can eat, you can drink, watch live music throughout the day. And, of course, what July 4th celebration wouldn't have fireworks? The day will end with a big old fireworks display. Tickets go on sale April the 5th at 10 a.m. and it'll be available on Ticketmaster and thecircuit.com. Tickets are pretty reasonably priced. Again, for the whole day, $45 to $99.50. Willie Nelson has not slowed down. He's been keeping busy as last month he announced a lineup for his 2019 Outlaw Music Festival tour, which will include Allison Krauss, who I think has one of the most beautiful voices. You hear her right now. Phil Lesh and friends at the Abbott Brothers, Revivalist, and more will join Willie on tour. That kicks off in Bangor, Maine on June the 14th. Now, I know I'm the country music fan here. I would absolutely go to this. But does anything about this outlaw music from Willie Nelson make you think you might want to go see this July 4th picnic America celebration, Victoria?
Oh, for sure. I would definitely see this. And actually, just, you know, last week when I was in Nashville with some friends, my favorite part of the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum was the new Willie Nelson and it's the Willie and Waylon exhibit called Outlaws and Armadillos. And it's a really, really great exhibit. And so it has a great mix of, like, old school country with like outlaw kind of newer artists and other artists like along the way who I sent you, Jen. I sent that picture of Shania Twain's outfit from that Don't Impress Me Much from her video. They have the original Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit Part 2. It's like, it's such a great exhibit. I cannot tell everyone enough to go and see it. And it's all like this kind of music. So I would completely be there if I was going to be up wherever. Actually, where is it taking place? It's in Texas. If I was going to be in Texas on July 4th, this is where I'd be.
I think, you know, one of the things about Willie Nelson that not a lot of people realize, he was a really prolific songwriter. And
A
really talented guy. I think a lot of people laugh and go, oh, ha, ha, the marijuana. But he's just a really talented artist. So good stuff there. Tickets go on sale April the 5th. Also going on with touring news in the country world, Maren Morris extends Girl, the world tour. She's added several new dates to her world tour. What's going on with this? She's got some sold-out appearances coming up, right, Victoria?
Well, she already did two sold-out nights in your neck of the woods at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. And then
it was midweek. I hate that.
Oh, I know. Midweek is so tough for us. We have to tell all these people, like, hey, you got to do this on a weekend for us.
Weekends only, or start at 3.
Right. Afternoon shows. So she also confirmed a new L.A. show at the Greek Theater, which is legendary. That will be September 14th. And then she is also extending. She's doing San Luis Obispo?
San Luis Obispo, yeah.
Is that wine country? I feel like
it is, by the way.
All right, so I know a little bit. And then she's also going to be in Milwaukee, two more stops in Nashville during the CMA Fest in June. And then she will be going to some other places around the country. And she's also, these tickets go on sale April 5th at 10 a.m. And her current tour opener is Ray Lynn, which we know
she's
from
great.
The Voice and also from Blake Shelton's team. So she will continue to be the opening act.
All right. And Maren Morris been brought out on stage throughout her tour. Already she's had Miranda Lambert, Berland, Brandi Carlile, and JoJo. Good stuff. It's the DJ V Show with Maren Morris at 28 minutes past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's son-in-law and senior advisor speaking in an interview last night and saying Democrats and the media have spent way too much time focusing on the Russia investigation. Jared Kushner says,
I wish them luck. Talking about this nonsense further, especially after 2 years and being wrong so many times, is just really not productive. And quite frankly, it's kind of an embarrassment for our democracy.
He was speaking on the Ingram Angle on Fox News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now being accused of inappropriate behavior by a second woman. Amy Lapos of Connecticut says in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. She says she doesn't believe it was sexual, but it did cross a line. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort, and Victoria has a trending story.
Yes, federal regulators are investigating potential safety defects that might put almost 3 million Hyundai and Kia vehicles at an increased risk of catching fire. The Center for Auto Safety petitioned the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration last year to start two separate probes into this issue. According to the group, the Center for Auto Safety, some cars from both Korean automakers, they've been associated with non-crash fires, and there have been more than 3,000 complaints about these vehicles, including claims of 103 injuries and even one death. The models included in the investigation are the Hyundai Sonata and Santa Fe, the Kia Optima, Sorento, and Soul. And so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has already initiated recalls for most of those cars being investigated for engine failures that could actually lead to stalling and then the engine catches on fire. And in a statement, the Center for Auto Safety, which is this advocacy group that kind of got this ball rolling, they said these new investigations are long overdue. So heads up, if you have one of those car models, you may want to check with your dealer or check with your mechanic to make sure that you're not in danger. But it looks like this is just the beginning of an investigation that will probably last for a long time, because 3 million Hyundais and Kias, that's a lot of vehicles to go through.
And Hyundai, I've noticed, I haven't noticed as many Kias out there on the road, but I notice Hyundais all the time. Good looking car. My dad actually had the Equus for a long time, which was the high end Hyundai. Now he's got the Genesis, which is now its own car brand or its own line, basically. And people will look at that car, and I swear, we were actually in Vegas, and one of the valets parked it. When we came back to pick up the car, they said, a Bentley, Mr. Horn. We can't find it. They thought they had misplaced my dad's Bentley, which was actually a Honda. It was actually a Genesis. But it doesn't have the Hyundai logo on it. So it was very funny. They were starting to panic. They're like, we're going to find it. Don't worry. So my dad and I had a good laugh at that. But these cars look really nice. So I think because they've really upped the way the cars look, and they look so nice that there's so many, and now you have to deal with this recall, which is really pricey for these auto manufacturers. And, of course, an inconvenience for consumers, too. It never does a great job for the public relations effort when you have to bring the car back.
Right. And if you're driving along and you're just thinking, oh, it's a nice sunny day, and then poof, your engine catches on fire. You don't even need to be in a crash.
It's always a bummer.
Yeah, exactly. That'll ruin your day.
Yeah, always a day ruiner. Well, speaking of driving, time for honesty, guys. There is a story out about the habits of people who receive tickets from red light cameras. So first question for you, Victoria, and you, Kara, is are there red light cameras where you are? Kara, you're in D.C.
Yes.
Victoria, you're in New Jersey. You have red light cameras around there?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. According to Waze, I believe so, yes. And in New York City, where I just left, there are a lot of them.
I'm in Los Angeles. We definitely have red light camera tickets. And cracking down on these red light runners has become big business for a lot of local municipalities and for states. It's generated, if you can believe it, just in Texas, $183 million since red light cameras became legal back in 2007. But now, rumors have been circulating that the drivers who get the red light tickets are skipping out on them. So have you guys ever, I know you have the red light cams, have you ever gotten a ticket for running one of these?
I never have. I've actually, knock on wood, I've never gotten a speeding ticket or anything. Lots of parking tickets, but never any moving violations.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. How about you, Kara?
Well, Jen, I have. Not a red light camera, and that's not the biggest issue that we have in D.C. Around D.C., there are speed cameras everywhere. Like, you can go
speed
down.
Speed cameras?
Yeah, speed traps. And so if you are going above the speed limit, like, I don't know, 5, 10, I think it differs depending where you are. But they you might have the same street, and you might have three speed cameras within like a short period of time. I have gotten caught for those, and I am a good girl when it comes to paying tickets. And so even though
how much does that cost you?
It depends how much above you're going. That, I know they instituted a law, or they wanted to, a couple years ago, where if you were going like 20 miles above the speed limit, and in D.C. a lot of the speed limits are like 25 or 35, so it's pretty easy to go above them. They wanted people to pay $1,000. I have never, ever gotten a ticket anywhere close to that, but around probably, like, somewhere between 50 and 150 is what they typically are.
Mm.
And, I pay them, even though Doug is like, you don't have to pay them, they don't know who you are, blah, blah, blah. I'm terrified of someone coming to knock on my door, like, trying to take me to court or something, so... Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I told you guys, I don't know if I did it on the air, but I came home one day and opened up what was a very official looking envelope. And red light cameras in large part have been fought in Los Angeles, where I live. So I was kind of the school of thought that you don't really get these tickets anymore, that they aren't really a big deal. But in certain zones, like where the MTA is, like in bus lanes or you know, around those types of areas, they really try to nail you. And the red light cameras are certainly enforced. So I come home, I open up an envelope. Inside of it, there's a picture of my car running a red light on a street I don't remember being in. And I was like, wait, what is that? In a second, I look at the date, I look at the time, I'm thinking to myself, what in the heck was I doing? And then I drilled down and looked in the picture and I realized my mom was driving my car.
Whoa!
Thought, that's not me. And there it was. So my mom got caught driving my car and she was in an MTA zone. The ticket was $600 for
wow.
an illegal right turn. It wasn't even speeding. This was just, I guess there was a sign that said no right turn on red or something like that. And she didn't see it. And it was a $600 ticket.
Oh,
which
my gosh.
I said, Mom, do I pay this? What do you want me to do? She ended up paying it. But that's not easy. That's a no easy task. And there are so many people now who, like Doug, are saying, oh, forget it. If it's a red light camera ticket, just throw it away. We can argue against this or they won't come after you. But I'm with you, Kara. I just don't think I could take the chance of leaving that out there.
And let's not go by Doug. We've learned. Let's not go by him when it comes to legal advice.
He's only one of us that's been to jail. So
yeah, multiple times. So yeah, like let's not use him as a litmus test. Wow.
All right.
For a ticket. That's a lot.
Tax season is just around the corner, and if you need some tips on slaying those taxes for 2019, Nicole Lappin joins us next. It's the DJV show at 41 minutes past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the National Smelly Title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I don't want to scare anybody on the DJV show, but tax day, it's looming. It's right around the corner. April 15th, it's a Monday this year, so we don't even get any extra time. And it's no surprise that 4 in 5 Americans say they want help when they file their taxes. I know I do. I haven't filed my taxes yet. Fortunately, there are resources available that take the stress out of filing and give you assurance that you've done it right, because there are so many questions and new tax laws to keep up with. Nicole Lappin is a financial expert, and she's here to help us slay our taxes. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, ladies. Good morning.
We are happy to have you here because we need your girl power to bring us a little closer. Yeah, to be a little closer to doing our taxes. Victoria has already filed hers. I always wait till the last. I know she's amazing. I always wait till the last minute. And
we were scared of the new law, so we went early. We went to the accountant and just said, "Hey, handle all this."
Like a boss. I love
Right. Which we should mention, by the way, Nicole Lappin is a New York Times best-selling author. So welcome to the show. And Boss B is one of your books. So thank you for being here. Now, what can we do to make sure that we're prepared, like, before our tax appointment or if we do our taxes at home, just as we're getting ready to either sit down in front of the computer or go to our accountant, what do we need to do?
Totally. And Victoria is a total boss, but if you procrastinated, it's totally okay. And I know, guys, it can feel really overwhelming. Yeah, I got you. You know, you still have time to file your taxes, but you got to get moving. Here's my suggestion, a quick checklist of what you have to gather. And I love me some alliteration, so I break it down into the three I's: info, income, and investments. So first of all, Jen, grab all of your personal information, including your date of birth, which, of course, you know for yourself, but also for anyone you might be filing with.
I like to forget it.
Sister, you and me both sometimes. I just had a birthday, so I feel you. But you want your Social Security number, your tax ID number, all that jazz. Also, gather all of your income and investment statements, so all your W-2s that you might be getting in the mail, your 1099s, last year's state refund, if you got one, hopefully you did, and then all of your bank forms, your student loan forms, your mortgages, your medical expenses, receipts, records, all that jazz. And if you have a side hustle or if you're self-employed, then you want to gather all of your business income and expenses in one place. So my suggestion is once you gather all of that stuff, simply input that information on an online tax service, because at this point, that's the better way to go. It will prompt you for the deductions that are relevant for you and the credits that you might be eligible for, and that's the way to go at this point in the game. It's fast, and it's proven actually the fastest way to get your refund according to the IRS, which is really what we want, right?
Absolutely. Now, we've heard a lot about the new tax reform bills, and I know in my state of California, a lot of people are scared that they're not going to be able to take the same property tax deductions and all of that. So what are some of the tax reform laws that we should be aware of that might be new to us this year?
Yeah, so they're really overwhelming, and I'm sure you guys talk about the headlines all the time. So a couple of the biggies, the first one is that the standard deduction nearly doubled. So for single filers, it went from $6,000 to $12,000. For married couples filing jointly, it went from $12,000 to $24,000. The second biggie is the child tax credit. That nearly doubled. So parents can receive $2,000 in a tax credit for each qualifying dependent. So that means $1,400 of that credit is actually refundable, which means you could get that entire amount in the form of a refund. The third one that I like to take note of is a brand new tax law gives filers $500 of a tax credit for dependents over 17, but just until 24. And another big one is that the personal exemption went away. So it used to be $4,050 for the taxpayer spouse, and each of the dependents. No longer the case. And lastly, if you live in a state that imposes sales tax, income tax, property tax, real estate tax, all of that, the IRS will allow you to deduct those amounts on your federal income tax return to lower your tax bill. Before the tax laws changed, there was actually no limit on how much taxpayers could deduct for state and local taxes. So beginning in 2018, the deduction has been capped at $10,000 for all the combined state, local, and property taxes.
All right, so when we are getting things together, and we've got just a minute left here, and I want to tell you about a website, taxslayer.com. What can we find there that's going to be helpful, and how do we choose a tax provider, Nicole?
Oh, my most helpful suggestion is getting 50% off. I told you I got you at the beginning of this.
I love this.
Right? I'm all about helping you maximize your refund. So with TaxSlayer, you can file your federal return using any form and take every deduction and credit you're entitled for only $24. If you want to set yourself up to slay those taxes, you can go
to a special link just for y'all, taxslayer.com/Nicole, 50% off your e-file. I mean, listen, ladies, it's your hard-earned money. You worked for it all year.
We want to keep it.
To fight for it, right?
I love it. You're so sweet, Nicole. Nicole Lappin is our guest. Check it out. If you haven't done your taxlet like me, I'm going to do this today. Taxslayer.com/Nicole for that great offer. It is the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week, and at this time, every single week, we are joined by our buddy, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack, I've missed you. Hi, how is everything going?
Oh, I've missed you terribly, Jen.
Everything's I've been crying every day.
totally. I can't get dressed. I can't get moving. I can't get to the clinic until I hear your voice.
This is really tough. Now, I have a lot to talk to you about. I have been going through, and it just very personally, and I know Doug likes to always commandeer these segments, so I'm going to do it too. Feeling a little lethargic, a little anxious. My allergies have been bad. There are so many different things going on with me, and I have my regular doctor saying I should do a protocol of things. I have some people in my life saying, well, you need to do meditation. You need to do all of these different things. There are a lot of people, a lot of chaos surrounding me when you don't feel good. And I think this happens to everybody. And what I think is so unique about what you and your wife, Mary, do, Dr. Jack, is that you have this free symptom survey that allows people to really kind of figure out what's at the core of their problems, to kind of get focused in so that you feel better. So tell us about that and what you do when there's just so many people shouting advice at you, how you kind of cut through the noise.
Well, what we want to do is go to the foundational problem as to why somebody might be having allergic reactions, especially this time of year when things start to turn green. Not where you live, of course, where they're always green, but the rest of the country, that's an issue that people have to face. And they're always dealing with the symptom. Well, you've got this symptom, take this. You've got this symptom, do that. What we want to go to is find out why the symptom is there in the first place, because for every person that's having those kinds of reactions, there are thousands of other people who aren't, who seem to be symptom-free, that the allergic season is not a part of their life at all. So we've created this symptom survey. It's absolutely free. It's about a little over 200 questions, most of which you look at the question, well, that's not me. That's not, oh, here's one that's me. And then you mark it according to its intensity or its presence in your life.
And what kind of questions? Because you may stumble on something you don't know is, maybe you think you're having allergies, but maybe it's somehow linked back to the health of your gut health.
Yeah, it's
or
kind
something.
Of like, exactly. That's a great question. It's kind of, do you get headaches this time of the year, a particular time of the year you don't normally get a headache? You know, do you wake up with your skin itching? Mm-hmm. But you may not be sneezing. You may not have runny nose and itchy, watery eyes and this kind of stuff. There may be other little things that take place. Changes in your, some gastric distress that shows up during the certain parts of April and May, and then the rest of the year you seem to be okay. Things like that would refer to allergic reactions. There's things that refer to digestion. There are things that refer to sleep. There are things that refer to energy levels. And as you fill this out, and you get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com, right there on the landing page is the symptom survey. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You download it. Well, you have to do it through the computer, of course. And you just answer these questions, and then you submit it at that point. And then one of our nutritionists, again, up to this point, is totally free, will call you and say, hey, this is the kind of profile you fall into. Here's some things you might want to think about. Here's some things you might want to consider. Here's some things you might want to introduce into the way you're living. Here's some things that you may want to remove. Again, to that point, there's no charge. If you want to go further than that, then, of course, there's, you know, a charge that takes place. But up to that point, you can get a very good profile of what's going on with you, what might be causing your symptoms, that will help you to cut through the muck. Because a lot of people, they hear so many things from so many different voices in so many different directions. They feel lost. But you don't have to be on your own. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to feel that there's nobody there that can hold your hand through this.
Because how many times do you just wake up and you go, I just don't feel good. I don't know what's wrong, but I just don't feel good. I'm not feeling that same energy that I used to have. And there can be so many causes for all that. So this is great advice. Dr. Jack Stockwell, you couldn't go wrong with anything that Dr. Jack talks about, because you really deal with the whole patient. And you can get that free symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm going to do that today, Victoria. You want to do it with me? We can go
side
by side.
I'll do it with you.
Here.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I'll make sure the nutritionists tell me that your work is coming in so I can look at it myself.
I love it. All right. Dr. Jack, check it out. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Take that survey today if you've been feeling a little off. It is the DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.